From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Asian experts say they do not expect President Trump to raise human rights issues and concerns about extrajudicial killings when he meets Monday in Manila with Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte. Duterte himself said Sunday, "I'm sure he will not take it up." Human rights groups have expressed alarm over allegations that Philippines police have killed at least 3,000 suspected drug users and dealers in a countrywide crackdown, one of Duterte's major campaign promises. Trump told Duterte earlier this year that he is doing a, quote, great job, but has yet to openly criticize the plain-speaking Philippines president for his alleged campaign of violence. Duterte once insulted former President Barack Obama, calling him a son of a whore. He also boasted of murdering someone when he was 16 years old because the victim gave him a funny look. Iraqi security forces have found mass graves in an area recently retaken from the Islamic State group that could contain up to 400 bodies. That report from an Iraqi official on Sunday. The Kirkuk governor said the bodies of civilians and security forces were found in an abandoned base near Hawija, a northern town retaken in early October. The governor didn't say when officials will start exhuming the bodies from the mass graves. A local shepherd who led troops to the site said IS used to bring captives to the area, shoot them dead, or pour oil over them and then light them on fire. The area was strewn with torn clothing and what appeared to be human bones and skulls. This is VOA News.